I hope a 50% markdown will help get this stuff sold again. Lulu's really not raking in any dough with her Cthulhu All Natural Ink Incorporated. Great for refilling fountain pens and warding off muggers. But who uses pens anymore? It's not the ink that does the trick for her anyway. It's those back-cracking, cracking tentacles of hers that have 10 times the bone-crunching strength of that of your average boa constrictor. Or I guess even your below-average boa constrictor, too. But even there, personally, I like a tight squeeze. It helps prolong the experience, if you know what I mean.
We're live.
Wait, what?
We're on the air, Mr. B.
We are. Okay. Well, hi there, all you ladyfinger mutos and mutettes and other beings of freaky features. I'm Tad Bilchner, local celebrity, deal with it, and president and manufacturer of Bilchner's Better Hair Butter. Here to tell you to order now while supplies are... supplies. It's time to get your own Better Butter grooming kit, now 50% off its regular price. Look it. I know by now you're hearing from a bunch of know-it-alls who are telling you that the only reason to put butter in anyone's hair is if your dummy of a kid gets his or her head caught between the stair railings. And yes, I can attest to that. It certainly worked for Nana Bilchner. She used it on me in the past. But it's also great from keeping bedhead from making you look like a real butthead, too. This 50% off kit includes your regular hair butter, peanut butter beard spread, and my own patented blend of slightly radioactive canola oil and sour cream shaving gel. It's a hell of a bargain, folks. So deal with it. Oops, I said deal with it already once. Oh, whatever. And I know there are other numpties out there that'll tell you that this stuff burns your hair right off. Well, so what? How does waxing work, you babies? But Tad, it leaves you with serious degree burns and you lose all your sense of smell. Well, guess what? Mutant County stinks, so I guess you're welcome, right? Remember, 50% off. Come and get it. Give me a call and I'll come to your house. Just gotta rinse my head off with a garden hose a bit first. I'm Tad Bilchner. Get it. And cut. Nice. One take.
Really? That's it? Mr. B, you didn't give them a price.
Yes, I did. I said 50% off.
Well, yeah, but 50% off what?
Oh my god, you nerds and your details. We're good. Just edit the puppy and put it out there, Steve. They'll know what to do with that info.
It is out there. It was live.
Live? What the heck, Steve? Why did we do it live?
Well, because you said you wanted to do it live and without a script, because that's when the true Bilchner magic happens. Remember?
Oh, great. Fine. What's next?
Don't you have a report to go do?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Well, cock-a-doodle-doo and top of the morning to you. I'm Whitley Quickman, and this is your News at 10. Well, it's March 17th. That means everyone's wearing their best glowing green. And because it's St. Patrick's Day, that means it's also Oh You Lucky Stooks Discount Day at Lucky O'Day's Irish Relics Emporium. Our roving reporter is already on location with the store's founder, Lucky O'Day. We take you there now. We take you now to our on-the-spot reporter, live with the founder of Lucky O'Day's Irish Relics Emporium. Tad?
What?
Go! It's your turn to talk.
Well, I thought you were going to do the Johnny-on-the-spot reporter or whatever.
Well, that's you, Tad. You're our on-the-spot reporter now. That's why you're standing in front of Lucky O'Day's Irish Relics Emporium.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm still getting used to that.
Well, how are ya, and Aaron go bra to you there, Mr. O'Day. Tell us, what kind of special items do you have for sale for someone like Tad?
Oh, I'm just peachy green there, Boyle. Well, Whit, where is he? I hear a voice, but there's no one here. I'm down here, lad. Holy Warwick Davis Dinklage! Another little person? Oh, come on! At least Cupid can hover at eye level thanks to those little cherubby wings of his.
Tad, please. I should have known he'd make some kind of disparaging remark. My apologies, Mr. O'Day.
Oh, don't get short with me, Biddy. This little leprechaun is already short enough for the both of us.
Tad?
But he's an actual leprechaun! Actually, I'm just a little person with dwarfism who happens to have red hair, green clothes, and be of Irish descent. Descent is right. You've descended down to the floor. You're tiny.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. O'Day. I don't know why they sent him over here. We're still working on this on-the-spot reporting thing. Why don't you just tell us about some of the special items you've got on sale over there at the Emporium?
Well, Whitley, the first thing I got for you there is a courier cudgel, or a shuttle shillelagh, or transport stick, if you will. Now, this is meant to be used as more of a walking stick. The trick with these special blackthorns is if you tap it twice on the ground, it'll take you to whatever destination you can think of within the confines of the dome.
What about to your pot of gold?
All right, well, again, you wee-minded Egypt muppet. I'm not a feckin' leprechaun.
Sure, whatever. Not a leprechaun. Sure, whatever. What do I do? Guess your real name first? Ruffle Pumpskin?
You mean Rumpelstiltskin, Tad. No, and that's folklore from an entirely different culture. I'm so sorry, Lucky.
That's all right, Whitley. Well, why don't I show your friend Tad here how it works? Now, I've got a place in my mind I can take him, so I just tap the shuttle shillelagh on the ground like so. And here we are.
What the? What in the name of the Irish Rovers was that? I mean, oh, Thin Lizzy's boys are back in town. That was a bright light. Where are we?
Oh, we're at the top of the Ladyfinger Water Tower.
Okay, well, that's quite the trick. Now, time to get us back down, okay? Come on, you short stack of potato pancakes. I'm not much of a fan of heights. And you clearly aren't either. Now, how about you just beam us back down, huh?
No, regular price for one of these lovelies is usually $80, which is already a glorious deal for this time of magic.
That's great, but now that it's time to get me down.
But today, Whitley, they're half off. That's right, only 40 smackers.
Oh, there you are. We must have lost the signal there for a moment.
I'm just back in the store now.
You mean you really took Tad to the top of the water tower?
Look, I'm sorry, but I was losing my patience with the wanker. I left him up there. That a problem, lad?
Which? Abandoning Tad or saying W-A-N-K-E-R on the air?
Tad.
No, I get it. He always finds his way home somehow. So, what else do you have for us there at the store?
Well, in honor of the fact that St. Patrick's Day is pretty much Ireland's equivalent of St. Valentine's Day.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's not true.
We've got a special jewelry set for you lucky stooks in love. It consists of 10 charmed necklaces and 10 magic charm bracelets. That's 20 lovely pieces for your significant other that is sure to bring good luck anywhere outside of the dome for up to a year. That's right, Whitley. This heavily magicated jewelry, first excavated from within the depths of the Glencurran cave in the Burren County, can bring your loved ones 365 days of shiny prosperity for only $75 per set.
I see. But you say per set, when previously you made it sound like each customer only needs one set. Also, magicated?
That's right.
Well, what happens after a year?
Well, they'll still be pretty to look at. But I'm afraid the magication will have worn off by then.
I see. And, well, I hate to nitpick, or witpick, as Tad likes to put it. I believe you mentioned that it would only bring luck to consumers outside of the dome.
Yeah, well, sure, and I did there.
But no one leaves the dome.
Well, you know, I got one more item for you there, Whitley. I've got a special selection of begone stones for only $15 apiece. Now, these little beauties, if you say the magic words, will make a person forget any information you didn't mean for them to hear, and it'll work for anyone talking to you where'er they are.
Really? And what are the magic words?
It's a long way to Tipperary.
I'm sorry, Lucky. What were we talking about? Oh, right. $75. Wow, that seems like a great deal.
Oh, no, you don't, Willow.
Tad, what did you do? You didn't...
You're not going to believe this, Dimply. This bozo's not really a leprechaun.
Well, I do believe that, Tad. And I already knew it.
Well, I bet you didn't know. He's actually a dick-op.
Wait, what?
That's right. He transformed as soon as I tased him.
Well, this just in, ladies and gentlemen. It appears WLFC's very own Tad Bilchner has finally captured the ever-elusive German changeling fairy on St. Patrick's Day. We'll have more for you on this breaking news and more at 2 o'clock. I'm Whitley Quickman.
And I'm Tad Bilchner. Deal with it, Danny boy.
Goodbye for now. Tad?
Yeah, Whit?
Who's Steve?
WLFC. The voice of Mutant County FM.